previously on Your Honor.
I don't know what you think you're doing, Detective, but you come in here? I don't have to take this from you.
Yeah, I know that sound.
What sound?
And after a lifetime in a courtroom, I think you do too. Anger and righteousness combined? It's how liars hide their lies.
Yeah.
It's how liars hide their lies.
That's right, Amy Landecker. It is right. 720 WGN, John Landecker, going to get the excuse. My daughter's on, and the excuse is that she went to the Emmys last night, but, you know, any excuse to get her on. You know, you'd be surprised, Amy, at the amount of listener reaction I get. I haven't mentioned you on the air, I don't talk about it, and all of a sudden somebody will send a message or whatever. I really liked your daughter in Your Honor. And, you know, it's really, really something. Really.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You know, I also...
Yeah.
What? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to tell you, I kind of got in trouble. I mean, not in trouble, but I forget to, like, you know, to honor myself, no pun intended. I was at the Night Before party, which is like a big Hollywood fundraiser that Jerry Katzenberg hosts, and I was meeting, there's like sponsors who give a lot of money, and so you meet them and you chat with them, and I was just introducing myself as Bradley's wife.
Uh-huh.
And this sponsor came up to me at the party, and she was like, "What is wrong with you? My husband told me who you were. I didn't recognize you," because I was like all glammed up. And she's like, "I'm obsessed with Your Honor. How could you not? You know, you're so great. Blah, blah, blah."
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, I am an actress, not just my husband.
Right.
And I love that show, and I'm proud to be on it, and I should honor Your Honor.
Yes.
And we got a second season. I don't know if you've mentioned that.
No, you did not.
News.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
no, you didn't.
Yes, it was announced.
You know, you don't tell me. You don't tell me stuff. You know, you don't tell me stuff anymore. Used to be you tell me everything. Now you tell me nothing. I got to, like, hear it, read it in, like, some sort of press release or, you know, when did they decide to go for the second season?
I don't know. It was, like, announced, I don't know, like a month ago. Well, you knew Dad, as my dad, that there was a lot of talk about that, but I wasn't.
Yes, I did know
so
that.
So it's not like I didn't tell you. I might have forgotten to tell you that the official announcement.
Okay,
was made.
Well, that's really cool. When do you start shooting that?
Next summer, supposedly. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Bradley, and I felt a little buzz on my phone and looked down, and Bradley has texted me.
A picture
of you, and underneath it he says, "Your glamorous Hollywood daughter awaits you." Are you doing the laundry?
No, I was seeing the cat. Do you see the cat?
Yeah, I see the cat.
So we have a new kitty, and she has a cone because she was spayed, and she had to get some surgery on her feet. She's kind of a hot mess, like found, you know, in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty who needed a lot of help. So to eat, you have to watch her, otherwise she tries to take out her stitches. So I was literally sitting on the floor of the laundry room watching
the
cat eat dinner,
well,
waiting, wondering
right.
Where the call was.
Yes, it is, because I can see one of the, it's either the washer or the dryer, I can see that, and I can see the white plastic basket that most people would use to hold the laundry, and I figured
that's for the laundry.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I do, but I don't usually sit on the floor while the laundry is going. I usually leave it. But I was feeding the cat, monitoring the cat.
What's the cat's name?
Kiki D. Do you know what that? I know you know who Kiki D is.
Sure. Don't go break. Don't go breaking
right.
My heart. I got the music in me.
That's right. Well, you know, our other cat's name is Elton, and I don't know if you ever knew that was after Elton John.
I did not know
so
that.
Now we have Elton and Kiki D.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. So,
you're going to love her. She's a lover. She's amazing.
I have to be honest with you. I was watching the Emmys, as you know. I was watching last night.
You were texting a little.
I was watching last night, and I decided, I wonder if Amy's looking at her phone. So I texted her, and I said, "I don't know if you're looking at your phone, but if you are, tell me where you are." So she texted back.
She texted
back and said where she was. And so I started looking at that part of the screen, and sure enough, bingo, I got this shot of you and Bradley, each side of the guy who played Charles, right? In The Crown.
Yeah.
And after that, and then I waited around for the Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series, which Bradley was nominated for The Handmaid's Tale. And then after that was over, I went and watched a football game.
That's fine.
And it was an unbelievably great football game, I want to tell you.
Which who was playing? The Bears and
no,
who?
No.
Oh, Michigan?
No. Amy is a real sports fan, as you can tell.
Excuse me. My husband is watching football right now, and I saw the like icons, and I said, "Oh, it's the Packers. Who are they playing?" And he said, "The Lions." And I knew that was Detroit. And I said to him, "Aren't you happy that you know that you have a wife who knows that the Lions are the Detroit Lions?" So, yeah, I might not know who played last night because I was at the Emmys, but I'm pretty up on sports.
Oh, good for you.
It was Baltimore and Kansas City, and it was unbelievable. More with Amy Landecker and outstanding behind-the-scenes revelations of last night Emmys and the general high life and glamour of living in Hollywood. When we come back on 720 WGN. She hates it when I do this.
The only thing Luke could do was shoot him. He was really messed up about it for a while until I gave him a different perspective.
What was your take on it?
He's a bad guy. A drug dealer, for God's sake.
God, Dad. You just want to embarrass me, don't you?
Yeah, that's real embarrassing. I'm on Law and Order. Everybody should be so embarrassed for crying out loud.
My acting is quite...
What? How long?
I don't know.
That was long ago.
Until I gave him a different perspective.
He's a drug dealer, for God's sake.
I think that was my first big guest star ever.
No.
In New York.
In New York, yeah. No, yeah. There was the one on...
The one in Chicago.
Yeah, I almost played that, but I decided not to.
No, that was my big first booking in Chicago, in New York.
Inside Edition. Wait a minute, what was it called here?
It was called the...
Early Edition.
Early Edition.
Yeah. So,
did I tell you that Mariska Hargitay said to me after I shot that scene that I would work all the time if I kept doing that kind of work? Wasn't that sweet of her?
Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of work?
Like that good of, she was like, "You're so great that if you keep doing what you just did, you're going to work all the time."
See? That's right.
See?
So,
she still remembers me every time I see her.
So, wait a minute. Is it The Premise that you're in? The Premise?
I was in an episode of The Premise. It's an anthology series on FX. So, each episode is its own cast.
I saw that.
I saw that. What did you think of
that? Oh, I thought it was great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, DJ Novak.
Yeah, each episode is a standalone. They're not related to each other.
It's like The Twilight Zone.
Right.
That's what anthology is.
And also, you're in Batman, The Long Halloween, Part 1 and 2.
Well, also, Dad, I should promote that The Croods, DreamWorks, new television series. Is today the 23rd? No, next week.
It's the 20th.
Premieres the 23rd.
Okay.
Wait, what day is it?
The 20th.
Okay.
Oh, God.
23rd.
Actors, I'll tell you, actors, they never know what time of day it is.
I am in that Batman movie, but I'm not as big of a part as I am in the Croods TV show, which is really exciting for me.
Yeah,
I'm the mom. I took over Catherine Keener's role, and it's the biggest animated job I've ever had, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I was looking at IMDb to see what you're up to, because that's the only way I find out these days. And, okay, but let's talk about last night, because that's how I pitched this thing.
Yeah, let's talk about last night.
So, the Emmys, they were like halfway between last year, which was like all on Zoom, and before COVID, when it was the way it always has been, right? So, it was like sort of in between.
It was like a tweener.
Yeah,
it was a tweener.
So,
It was pretty wild. I will say the first thing that I noticed was so weird was just driving onto the property. You usually have like a check for bombs now.
Yes.
That started a few years ago. So they do like the under the car and all that stuff. And then you have that and this massive check for COVID where you have to present that you've been vaccinated. You have to present that you had a negative test within the last 24 hours.
Good.
You have to have your temperature taken. You have to answer a bunch of questions. And then you get given this, like, clean card that you have to present to go through anywhere. So, like, the world's, it's pretty unreal. Like, you know, like, I'm like, it's, and yet, you know, you kind of go, well, this is stupid that we're still doing this. And at the same time, you're like, well, this is what you have to do now.
No, that's not stupid. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. I don't think that's stupid at all.
No. Stupid that we're having an award show. You know what I mean?
Yes.
No, I don't mean stupid doing all the checks.
That's what Seth Rogen alluded to right off the top.
He was right. We get into the test.
Yeah.
And it's closed. And I do feel like because there were so many precautions, but I didn't feel unsafe. I knew everyone had tested. I knew everyone was vaccinated. I knew, you know, but still, I mean, there's probably a lot of people who wouldn't have gone even under those circumstances,
yeah,
knowing that they're kind of in an inside tent.
Right.
So
I thought it was
going to
be outdoors.
That's what we were told. We were told it was outside. And it really wasn't. I mean, he's exactly right.
It's a tent with chandeliers hanging in it.
Exactly.
So,
if it's that much of a tent, then it's really a tent.
Yeah.
But you know, I liked the, I mean, I've gone to the Emmys, you know, and that, I think you probably were with me, right, in the big auditorium, you know,
you took me,
a theater.
You took me
this
along twice.
This was way more intimate,
yeah,
and I was right up at front. I mean, I had the most incredible seats in the house, I felt
cool.
Like. I mean, I was literally at the edge of the stage where
nice.
I was. So, because it was like a 360, so you could,
right,
so they kept moving, like, where they were presenting from and where people were, and so I had a type of, you know, access I don't usually have, and I sort of turned into you, or I mean, if anyone wants to see my content, my Instagram is just loaded today. I was, like, taking pictures of everything, videos of everything. I mean, it was just like, I was such a tourist. I took the entire In Memoriam song. I have the video of it. It was so beautiful. Like, I just recorded the entire song. Like, everything. I was just being a total fangirl. Because,
good.
You know, I didn't have to, I wasn't representing any show.
Right.
I was just there to support Bradley. And there was...
Right.
A lot of people that I loved there, and Pose,
yeah,
you know, a lot of those people came from Transparent. I was sitting right next to Our Lady J, and
yes,
and the guy, the funniest part, Dan, was the guy from The Crown. Oh, I'm terrible. I can't remember his name. Plays Prince Charles, who won. He was the only guy from The Crown in L.A.
Yes.
The whole Crown cast, so he was alone. And we were right next to him. We were literally, he was,
yep,
right next to me. And he literally had no one to celebrate with. Every table, everybody at his table is from Pose. The tables behind him and next to him were Handmaid's Tale. Everyone that kept losing in the categories was losing to him. So there would be this kind of like, oh, and then we'd all realize that we were the only people he had to celebrate with, because he was completely by himself. So when it would go to commercial, we all started like getting more and more coming to hug him, telling,
yeah,
him good job. I mean,
yeah,
it was, in the beginning of the night, it was like we hated him. You're like, what is this? You know, the crown. And
yes,
then it was like, oh, this poor kid, he's by himself. His whole cast is somewhere else.
I mean, even Gillian Anderson was in England.
Yes. Well, she lives in England, actually.
Oh, I didn't know. I was glad that she won, because I thought she did an unbelievable job as Margaret Thatcher. I mean, to know what she really looks like and how she really,
yeah,
behaves, and seeing that was a tour, yeah, de force, as they say.
Well, that's one of those performances that anyone who's in the business, when you see it, you go, okay, she's winning an Emmy. You,
yep,
don't even need to wait for the category or the,
right,
nomination.
Right, right.
It's a done deal.
Right.
It's so singular and brilliant that, you know, there's no one who could surpass that.
Oh,
in that,
yeah.
You know.
And yeah, The Crown, how many, it won seven Emmys or something?
Well, I have to tell you, I find it a little irritating. I love The Crown. I thought this season was one of their best ever. But this whole, like, sweeping categories thing,
yeah,
you know, that happened, like, with Schitt's Creek, I'm not into it. Like,
yeah,
it just becomes like, oh, this is the show, so everyone on it gets the award.
That's not what
they should be.
This is this year's flavor of the moment. You know, we're going to give,
yes,
everybody on this show is going to win.
Ted Lasso, those are the two shows. And then, like, when Schitt's Creek, and I love Schitt's Creek, and I think everyone on it is great, but there's also some other performances in some of those categories that I think just get missed because they're getting kind of lumped with the sweep. So, I mean, not, as Bradley always says, awards shows are not an arena of justice, so why I'm even litigating this, I don't know. Like, these,
right,
are not,
yeah,
you know, nothing about this is really
real,
quite fair.
Well, none of
you
it's
know,
real either.
Like, Catherine Hahn, like, losing to Julianne Nicholson, who absolutely is brilliant and deserved to win, but Catherine Hahn being in a drama category for the work she was in on WandaVision doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No.
You know, that's, to me, comedic category.
Absolutely.
And so all that stuff makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Because it makes people feel bad for no reason. I'm like, you know, I went up to her after, I was like, you're just in the wrong category. Of course your work is the best.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, and The Handmaid's Tale got a lot of nominations, but I don't think it...
Oh, and made a record. Did you know they had the record loss?
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, no, the headline in Variety that went around all over town today, which is why I've been joking all day that my husband's a total loser and all of his friends are total losers. I did a big post about how proud I am of my loser husband and all of his loser friends, because the big, like, clickbait headline that everyone here has been seeing all day, it was actually came out almost first before any other headline, is The Handmaid's Tale makes history as the most losing, you know, show of nomination of categories. But we were like, yeah, because it had so many nominations.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's like you can't lose that many if you aren't up for that many.
That's true.
And you know what? Much everybody on that show was nominated this year.
I know.
You know.
Well, Amy, unfortunately, we are out of time.
Oh, wait, quick hi to my loser husband, really quick. Honey, get a shout out to my dad. Yes, to go.
Can I talk to that?
Hey,
hi. Hey, you big loser, how you doing?
I'm a loser. I know, I feel like a Chicago Bear.
Oh, listen to him. Unfortunately, they won on Sunday, Bradley.
Well, then Michigan, No, they won too.
They won too.
Yeah. Well, we lost as a team.
Well, you've won. Haven't you won two Emmys from The Handmaid's Tale already?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
I'm fine.
And also West Wing.
Yes.
And also Transparent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I won one. I won for him. One for Transparent.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I'm okay.
Yeah. Good. Thank God.
I have enough attention and screen time. I'm good.
Thank God I was worried. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks. I got to thank you, Ed Bradley. Thanks, Amy.